Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, it's another morning. Everybody wake up. God has given us another day all over the world. Come on. Brand new day.
God, thanking God for another day to sing His praise. Just, Lord, I thank you in everything. Give thanks to the Lord. This is Minister Daphne Smith, and thank you for joining me today for the Purpose of Godliness podcast. Today's lesson is Consider Your Pathway. We are still talking about Ezekiel 20 and 19, God's goal, God's vision, God's mission. Got a little twist on it this morning. Consider your pathway. So that's where we're going right now. So get your Bibles, get your pens, get your journal, and let's dig in for a few minutes on Ezekiel 20 and 19. Again, I am your host, Minister Daphne Smith. And thank you so much for joining me. This ministry is designed to bring you biblical insight, to address your need, plant the seed of godly purpose through the Word of God and testimonies that will inspire you and motivate you to live a life purposed for godliness. Called in number is 646-668-8917. You can email me at forthepurposeofgodliness@gmail.com with your prayer request and praise report. And I want you to be encouraged knowing that God has a purpose for you. blogtalkradio.com for the purpose of godliness. Okay, couple of announcements really quick. Our annual conference is coming up August the 15th through the 17th, 2019. Our goal is God. Our theme is God's goal, vision, mission. Me and Pastor, Pastor Melvin Smith and myself, we are the conference host. Registration is $40. Listen, it's going to be at Temple Ministries, 43913 15th Street West. It is going to be powerful. All the information is on our conference event page, Virtuous Women, Mighty Men of Valor Conference event page. Amen, amen. Also, we are having a fundraiser for those of you all that's in Antelope Valley. Fundraiser, chicken and fish fry. This coming up Saturday, July 27th, 2019, from 12 to 4 p.m. Listen, it is a fundraiser. All the proceeds go to our annual conference that's coming up. Listen, just check us out on Facebook events, and you will see all the information. And those of you all that's out here in Antelope Valley with me, come on out and support us. Amen. Amen. All right. So let's get our Bibles, and let me share some things with you this morning. I'm kind of going to do it a little different way. God has placed something on my heart that I don't really share. I kind of keep it to myself because I don't want people to get off into something that's really not biblical. But every now and then, God has me to look up numbers in the Bible. And I'm not talking about the occult or numerology or anything like that, but there are numbers in the Bible that have specific meanings. And when the Lord gave me this theme, God's goal, vision, and mission, or what is your goal, vision, and mission for 2019, in my spirit, I felt I needed to look up just 2019. And I've been telling our local church that there are doors that God is closing for this year. And even before I got on, I was going to say that you can't go back, because once God closes, the door is closed. But here is the thing. He may allow you to do some things. It doesn't mean you are in his perfect will. He allows us to do some things. But when God closes the door, let it stay closed. We don't need to be begging and pleading and asking God to open the door, open that door that he closed again. Just let it stay closed. And so for 2019, God is closing doors, some doors for us. And the doors that he is closing in our lives, we don't need to go back to. We don't need to be like the children of Israel, going back to and saying, well, I was better off in the land of Egypt. I was better off with Johnny. I was better off with Susie. I was better off before I got saved. All of that stuff, God is closing the door. God is closing the door. So just to share with you just a little bit, and like I said, I don't want you all to get off into something that's not godly, but I know God placed this on my heart because it's been on my heart since the beginning of the year. So 2019 is a complete, a perfect waiting period. It has to do with redemption. It has to do with giving freely, God's open hand, which he does for us, give freely. And it also has to do with him covering our sins. Just want to put that out there. 19 is perfect judgment, perfect order in regards to his judgment. It's the beginning or the closing of a season. The beginning or the closing of a season. So I told you, when you get to the number 9, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, when you get to 9, you kind of start all over again, right? Or a new set of numbers, no matter where you are. If it's a complete set of 9, you start in a new set of numbers. God is closing the door on some things in our lives, and he is opening the door to some new things, a new season. And so I just want you to kind of be aware of that. And not try to, I don't want to say manipulate, but you know how we try to manipulate God. Pastor said he tried to do that. I want what I want when I want it. I guess what he said, God said, I give what I got when I give it. You know, so that's kind of where we are. We can't push God. Don't try to manipulate or push God, which we really can't. But he will allow some things if we know we just keep begging. Don't do that. Let the door close. Let the door close and let him open the new doors, the new seasons in your life. And I also want to say this too. It is time to redeem the time. Thank God for Jesus. I love the Holy Ghost. This stuff just comes when you start talking. Let God redeem the time for you. I know some of us say we are getting older, time is running out and all of these things, but God will shut the door in order to redeem time for us. Okay? So we are in 2019. All right, so God's goal, God's vision, God's mission, consider your pathway. Consider your pathway. So Ezekiel, let me get my scripture, Ezekiel 20 and 19. I'm just going to read 20 and 19. It says, I am the Lord your God. Walk in my statutes. Walk in my statutes. And keep my judgments and do them. That's been our scripture for the year, Ezekiel 20 and 19. Walk in my statutes, the Lord says, and keep my judgment. So he's talking to the children of Israel, instructing them, instructing the children of the generation that was liberated from Egypt not to follow the bad example of their fathers. Oh, my goodness. Okay, I'll leave it right there. Don't follow the bad example. Since he is God, the Lord their God, they should remain faithful to him, to the terms of the covenant that he made for them as a nation. Now, I know people, you know, try to dismiss the Old Testament in some form or another, but the Ten Commandments are the Ten Commandments. They don't change. They don't change. There are some things that we don't do in the Old Testament anymore, but as I said last week, the principle is the same. I've been listening. Sometimes I listen to the audio Bible. I've been listening to and reading Leviticus, and God is in the details. I'm telling you, listening to Leviticus, and some things that we don't do, but the principle of holiness, that's what I want to say, is the same. When God says don't mix a certain thing, well, we do some things, but the principle was God wanted the children of Israel to be a nation that stood out from other nations. So if they asked them, why don't you do this, why don't you do that, they would say, because we're a nation that belongs to God. That principle still applies to us. All right, just want to say it. It still applies to us. Okay, so that's Ezekiel 20 and 19. And I'm kind of going fast because I want to get all the scriptures in. It today is consider your pathway. So, 1 Corinthians 2, 9 through 10. Well, I'm going to start at verse 8. And this is from the Amplified Bible. It says, this is 1 Corinthians 2, 9 through 10. I'm starting at the 8th verse. I'm sorry, 8 through 10. It says, none of the rulers of this age or world perceived and recognized and understood this. For if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Now, you got to read the rest of this part. But on the contrary, as the scripture says, what eye has not seen, and what an ear has not heard, and has not entered into the heart, all that God has prepared and keeps ready for those who love him, who hold him in affectionate reverence, promptly obeying him and gratefully recognizing the benefits he has bestowed. Verse 10 in the Amplified Bible says, yet to us God has unveiled and revealed them by and through his Spirit. For the Holy Spirit searches diligently, exploring and examining everything, even sounding the profound and bottomless things of God, the divine counsels and things hidden beyond man's scrutiny. Consider your pathway. King James Version says, I have not seen, nor ear heard, what the God has revealed to man. And I'm kind of paraphrasing. I don't like paraphrase, so I'm going to read it. It says, but it is written, eye has not seen nor ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for them that love him. And it's speaking about the wisdom of the world compared to the wisdom of God. So consider your pathway. And children of Israel, they should have considered their pathway, and it holds true for us in many, many ways. God tells us to do things, and you know, we God has given us the ability to weigh out things, but this is how we weigh it out, through his word. Because Jesus tells us to count up the cost. You got to count up the cost of discipleship. You got to count up the cost of following him. He says count up the cost. And really that means, you know, how you count your money and make sure it's right. That's really what it means. Count up the cost. So consider your pathways. Examine closely. This is what consider means. Examine closely as though Here's the definition. Examine closely as though the observer had to bend down, for his purpose. So that's part of humility. Bending down, humility, bend down for his purpose. It means to look again, inspecting, examining, giving serious thought. You know how you look for stuff and you got to bend down, you got to go up under the bed, you got to look, you lost your keys, you lost your shoe, you lost your whatever. You got to bend down, look for it, consider your pathway, examine it, look again, inspect yourself, examine, give serious thought to your pathway, how you're walking, how you're talking, how you behaving. So that's what it really means, how you're behaving, not just to God, but toward your fellow man, your people in your life. Consider yourself. Here's the thing about the Holy Ghost, and y'all pray for me. Here's the thing about the Holy Ghost. He will, it's not an it, he will not let us just live any kind of way. We can go outside the perimeters that he's given us and live whatever way we want to live, but the Holy Ghost on the inside of us will snatch us back. It will snatch us back, say, no, don't do that. No, don't say that. No, don't go there. Go right, left. Put this on. Don't put that on. Okay, all right. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. It says, in all your ways, acknowledge him. Okay. All right, I got to get to the next scripture. I kind of went before I did 1 Corinthians. I should have went to Titus, but here we go. Titus 2, 11 through 14 in the Amplified Bible says, for the grace of God, his unmerited favor and blessing, has come forward, appeared for the deliverance from sin. Come on now, his grace is appeared to us for the deliverance from sin and the eternal salvation of all mankind. It has trained us, God's grace, has trained us to reject and renounce all ungodliness, irreligion, and worldly passionate desires, to live discreet, temperate, self-controlled, I just want to preach, self-controlled, upright, devout, spiritually whole lives in this present world, awaiting and looking for the fulfillment, the realization of our blessed hope, even the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Christ Jesus, the Messiah, the Anointed One. Verse 14 says, who gave himself on our behalf that he might redeem us, purchase our freedom from all iniquity, and purify for himself a people to be peculiarly his own, people who are eager and enthusiastic about living a life that is good and filled with beneficial needs. Oh, come on now. Listen, all that right there, preach. All of that right there. We are to renounce ungodliness. Consider your pathways. We're still talking about God's goal, God's vision, God's mission. Consider your pathway. Everything that I've taught from January until now, describing the goals, giving you definitions of goal and vision and mission. Are you sent from God? What is your mission, your vision, your goal? All of this, it trains us. It's because of the grace of God. It trains us to reject and renounce all ungodliness. There's no way in the world. Okay, y'all help me, pray for me. We say we saved and we live an ungodly life. You got to consider it. You got to examine yourself. It says God's grace trains us, has trained us to reject and renounce all ungodliness, to live discreet, temperate, self-control, upright, devout lives. Okay. That covers everything and everybody right there. So the children of Israel, listen, you go back to Ezekiel, gives the history of the children of Israel and how they were living. Listen, God said, don't follow the ways, don't follow those bad examples of your fathers, which means, you know, the elders, the ones that disobeyed me. Don't follow them. This is what you need to follow. Follow the statutes and the judgments that I've given you. And Jesus summed it up, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and all thy soul, and love thy neighbor as thyself. That covers everything. Okay. All right. So pathway is a course of life, conduct, your inward life purpose. It's also God's divine dealings with man. So Ezekiel 20:19, consider your pathway. Then the reference scripture for that is Titus 2:11-14. I kind of went with the other scripture first. And then it's God's preparedness for his people, 1 Corinthians 2:9 through 10, because God is preparing his people. But this is what we need to do. We need to rededicate our lives to him. Yes, we do. Rededicate. We used to have, I forget some services we used to have in the church that I grew up in, or when you would come and give your lives. They would call it a rededication or recommitment. Recommitment. You recommit our lives to God. Rededicate, recommit our lives to God. We need to do that on a daily basis, not just a one-time thing, but a daily basis. Recommit. Also, it's about God's recovery. He wants to recover us, and he has. And there are some areas in our lives that we have not allowed God to redeem. Come on, Jesus. We have not allowed, we are saved and, you know, everything. But there are some deep, dark secrets in our lives that we have not allowed God to redeem. We have not allowed, and listen, in everything that God has done for us, Jesus has done for us, hung on the cross for us, has been done. It is finished 2,000 years ago. Our job is to allow the work of the cross to work in our lives. Consider your pathway. Rededication, recovery, restoration. Repent. 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 We don't hear repent a whole lot. Repent. And repentance is not just one time thing. Repentance is every day. Because, see, the Holy Ghost in us will shake us. And as I said before, shake us, draw us, drag us to repent. And it's the grace of God. Listen, it's the grace of God. Listen, the Lord loves us so much, he will chastise us, correct us, discipline us in order to get to that point where we repent. It's not out of anger. It's out of love. It says his grace trains us. Wow. Okay. So repent. Redemption. I talked about redemption, redeeming his people. So here's the thing. We must stay in the flow. Stay in the flow. Stay in the flow. Water flows. You can't get anything but death out of stagnant water. So we got to stay in the flow. We got to stay with God. Jesus said, out of our bellies shall flow rivers of living water. Stay in the flow. He said, believe on me as the scripture has said, and out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. So consider your pathway. The Lord instructed the children of Israel, that generation that was liberated from bondage, not to follow the bad examples of their elders. He was their God, and they should remain faithful to him and his statutes and his judgments. And then it goes on to say that they rebelled, and God withheld his judgment because he wanted to make sure that he had a good reputation and hadn't killed them out there in the wilderness. So these things that I think Paul says are written for our example. They are written for our example. We can't just toss it aside because we don't think it applies to us today. It still applies. I was listening to something earlier this morning, and the preacher was talking about holiness. because holiness still applies. Holiness has not changed because we live in 2019. Holiness is still holiness. And holiness is a lifestyle. Holiness. The Lord said, be ye holy, for I am holy. Consider your pathway. Holiness is the same. And it does have everything to do with how we look, how we dress, how we talk, how we behave. Because I can behave real good at church and be a booker on Monday. All right now. But it's 24/7, Sunday through Sunday, 24/7. It's just right. It's just right. So here again, the theme for the year has been God's goal, God's vision, God's mission. It's kind of expanded into other lessons and other things God has placed on my heart to share with you. Today is Consider Your Pathway. And we're still talking about Ezekiel 20 and 19, and we have a reference scriptures of Titus 2 and 2 Corinthians. Is it 2 Corinthians? I'm talking. So 1 Corinthians 2, 9 through 10. So, you know, here are some more scriptures for us to study. And as we go on, we'll share some more of what God has placed on our heart to share with you. All right, so let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you. We magnify you. We glorify you. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness and for your mercy and for your grace. We thank you, Lord, because you're God and you're God alone. We thank you, Lord, because you don't change. Your word has not changed. It is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Ah, you are God that does not fail. You are God that does not lie, cannot lie, cannot fail. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you for your goodness and for your mercy and for your grace. Thank you for your son, Jesus, who died on the cross for our sins, rose again for our justification. Ah, we thank you, Lord, and we praise you. Father, I ask right now that you touch and heal the sick and the shut-in right now. In the name of Jesus, those that are in jail, touch right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Touch our children. Thank you for saving our children, saving our loved ones. Thank you, Lord, for saving our enemies. Thank you, Lord, for saving this nation. Ah, look on this nation, the United States of America. Thank you for saving and casting out every evil spirit that comes against this nation. Ah, thank you for the Holy Ghost that resides on the inside of us. Lord, we thank you, and we praise you. Thank you for the closed doors. And thank you that you're opening up new doors. Thank you, Lord, that you have given us time. You are redeeming the time for us. Ah, you're giving us time to accomplish everything that you have placed in our hearts to do. Lord, we thank you. Ah, thank you for time. Thank you for time. Thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you, and we magnify you, and we glorify you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you all so much for joining me today. Lifeline Missions Unlimited Incorporated Worship Center, our pastor is Pastor Melvin Smith, and he is my husband. Love my church, love my pastor. I love you all. I'm grateful to God to be able to share with you every Sunday, Lord willing, from 8 to 8:30. So, Lord, say the same. I'll be back sharing some more with you and talking about our conference and sharing with you what God has placed on my heart. All right. Have a wonderful, wonderful Sunday. Go to church if you can. Spend time with your family. Do those things that God has placed on your heart to do today. All right. Love you. And I want you to know that we all must exercise ourselves for the purpose of godliness. Have a great, great Sunday. Lord, I thank you for the breath.